From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Nearly 50 of the world's leaders are in Washington today for an unprecedented gathering. They're here to discuss the security of thousands of pounds of dangerous nuclear material spread out around the world. President Obama convened the summit. His administration believes these materials, should any fall into terrorist hands, pose the number one security threat to the U.S. and to many other nations. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
This is not a new problem. The U.S. and Russia began working together as far back as 1994 on security measures for the enormous stockpiles of plutonium and highly enriched uranium that were left unprotected by the collapse of the Soviet Union. The U.S. has spent about $1 billion a year since then on security measures for the Russian stockpiles, and there has been some progress. Of an estimated 250 buildings in Russia that house these dangerous nuclear materials, security has been improved at 210. But the problem goes far beyond Russia. It is global, involving dozens of countries with nuclear reactors and dangerous nuclear materials that groups like Al-Qaeda would like to get their hands on. Much more needs to be done, according to administration officials. The U.S. has pulled together this summit to spark a more intense effort globally, says John Brennan, President Obama's chief advisor on homeland security and counterterrorism.
Indeed, our future and the future of generations yet to come depend on our ability to safeguard these materials and expertise. So while there are many different nuclear issues that the administration is addressing, there is none more important than this one.
The administration wants to see individual nations take action, and just today, Ukraine announced it will eliminate its insecure stockpile of highly enriched uranium, several bombs worth, in 2 years. The U.S. has helped remove HEU from 50 facilities around the world, including 40 pounds last month from a reactor in South America, according to Ben Rhodes, a spokesman for the National Security Council.
We've already seen Chile ship its high-enriched uranium out of the country. We've already seen the United States and Russia pursuing an agreement on plutonium disposition.
This task is not easy. The U.S. and Russia have been working for years to safeguard their plutonium. But all told, there are still some 500 tons of plutonium and 1,600 tons of highly enriched uranium spread around the world. That's enough vulnerable nuclear material to make more than 100,000 bombs. After Russia, one of the biggest concerns is Pakistan. It is not clear where Pakistan keeps its nuclear warheads and its stockpile of nuclear materials. The U.S. has been involved for several years with efforts to improve nuclear security in Pakistan. But whereas nuclear powers like the U.S. and Russia are curtailing their production of dangerous nuclear materials, Pakistan is ramping it up. It's expected to start up soon a second nuclear reactor dedicated to producing bomb fuel. Pakistan's nuclear weapons program is very sensitive. When asked about it at the State Department today, Robert Blake, Assistant Secretary of State for South and Central Asia, would only say this.
The president and many other senior leaders of this administration have expressed confidence in Pakistan's management of its nuclear weapons, and I'll just leave it at that.
It is inevitable that the subject of Iran and its nuclear ambitions would be front and center at a summit of this sort. Iran was not invited. In his meetings with a number of world leaders, especially with the presidents of Russia and China, President Obama has discussed the issue of UN Security Council economic sanctions against Iran. The U.S. appears to have put Iran sanctions on a fast track of its own. Many leaders agree with the president that Iran should face new sanctions if it continues on what appears to be a course to acquire the capability to make nuclear weapons, if not the weapons themselves. It's still a big open question whether the U.S. can craft sanctions that are effective but not hurtful to Iran's people. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Washington.